another. I am really excited about this episode. This is an unplanned podcast. I was preparing a lesson on the joy of motherhood for a women's conference. And as I was putting together that class, I decided I would do a little video. And so four of my girls, my daughters, Stephanie and Caroline, and two of my daughter-in-laws, Anna and Michelle, were kind enough to help me out. It was such a great conversation about motherhood, about finding joy, some of the obstacles of joy that mothers face. And by the time I pared this video down to 5 minutes, I thought this full conversation needs to be a podcast. And what I did is I asked them four questions. And in each of those questions, I was just so struck about how simple and wise their answers were. You know, motherhood does have big moments, absolutely for sure, but it isn't about the big moments. It's about showing up every day, being kind to ourselves, allowing us some grace, embracing the good, because we are the good, using our unique skills and talents to be the best mom our kids ever had. And finally, finding joy in the everyday by recognizing those sacred moments of now. I think you're going to identify with a lot of things that the girls talk about as they answer my questions. If you want to see the video that I put together for this women's conference, you can go to my website and there will be a link in the show notes. So the podcast is just going to start with the conversation and end with the conversation. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy it. And remember, you're always doing better than you think. Okay. The first question is, what are some of your fondest memories with your mother? And oh, we should probably go in order, right? So you guys know when to talk. Okay, so sure. On my screen, Anna's first, Caroline second, Shell's third, and then Stephanie. Are you good with that order? Is everybody else got? Everybody good? Anna, are you okay being the first person?
Yes. Give me a second to think.
I know, I'm like on the spot. At least your mom's not like on the screen. I'm like, oh gosh.
Well, you got, okay, my favorite memory is actually, Mom, do you remember when we ditched church that one day in Indiana? Life was so stressful. Dad had finally just been released as bishop. We were trying to move, and you and I ditched church to go to the gas station and get snacks. That actually right now is like my current favorite memory.
I've forgotten about that. We had so much fun.
Because you and Dad were so strict about Sabbath day stuff. We just were driving there. We parked. We drove away with Diet Cokes and a treat. And I was like, I don't know what just happened, but this is amazing. this was awesome.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Okay.
All right. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. What are some of your fondest memories with your mother?
My fondest memories with my mother are always centered around adventures we had together. My mom's always been a lifelong learner type. And so she would just delight in learning new things. And that meant I got to go along with her. For instance, she and I picked up rollerblading when I was like 17. And we just were terrible at it. And we just went out on these paths and didn't know how to stop, and we just went with it, and that was so much fun. And when I was in college, when I came back for school, she enrolled me and my sister and herself in a figure skating class. It was very beginner figure skating for adults, and we just had a blast. Again, we were terrible and just had so much fun. And she was always getting us involved in things like that, and that's something I will remember and cherish forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, are we allowed to laugh while people are telling these things? I started laughing and realized that's going to be on her soundtrack, so I apologize. That's hilarious. Just picturing that's your mom.
Good, Anna. All right, Caroline, you're on. No pressure.
I don't know how to start it. Okay. Ugh, I just get so nervous to just Okay, so one of my fondest memories with my mom is I used to have a lot of anxiety growing up, and my mom kind of always took that into account. And whenever school would be super stressful and I just needed a day off, she and I would always go antiquing. And so antiquing always became for me just such a fun activity to do with her, where we had certain stores that we like to go to and certain people who worked there that we kind of would say hi to, and certain booths that we'd always want to look at. And it just was always fun to make jokes about all the weird things that we saw in antique stores, or make purchases and try and convince my mom why we needed a 17th Pyrex dish. And so, yeah, I think just like taking that time together to have a hobby together.
Aww. Well, you sound like you have a nice mom.
I know. I do.
All right, Shell.
Okay, so my fondest memory with my mom, it was every time my dad and brothers would do fathers and sons, we always got to have a special like girls' night, which is why I'm really excited that I get to have a girl, because I want to have that. So, but we would always, we'd watch a movie, like a chick flick, and then we'd always get like dinner and always have some fun like type of chocolate treat. So that was always really fun. It definitely stands out to me, and like I will always cherish those times.
Oh, that's sweet. And I love that you are thinking about wanting to do that with your daughter, because everybody saw the announcement on Facebook, right?
Yes. A lot of people were confused because we did. Yeah.
We got it. We got there in the end.
All right, Stephanie.
I think one of my favorite memories of my mom is when we went to take my younger sister to her ACT testing, and the drive was too long to drop her off, go home, and then go back and get her. And so we brought a portable DVD player and the Anne of Green Gables movies to watch in the van while we waited for her. But then we didn't account for all the Texas sun glaring into the car. So we took these blankets and created this little like blanket fort inside the van. But then we had to keep the AC running because it would get so hot, just so that we could watch Anne of Green Gables in the van while we waited for my younger sister to finish up her testing. So
that's pretty good.
So fun. And we also wrote down all of our favorite Anne of Green Gables quotes.
Yes. Oh. Yes. And we had snacks.
We had snacks.
That is so fun.
That's cute.
Oh my gosh, that's a fun memory. I was even thinking about that the other day too, and just laughing. People thought we were so sweet, strange. It was 100 degrees, and we had all the
blankets up to keep the sun
all around the windows. We were sweating. We had the car running. People are like, "What are they blankets all over their windows?" The air conditioner going.
Look, I thought we were geniuses, but you know.
No, I mean that's true. That there's no arguing with that. Okay, well, those are great. And my two daughters, that was lovely and fun. I just want to say to my daughter-in-laws, I am so grateful for your mothers, because what fun moms. And my grandkids are in good hands. My grandkids are in good hands with my own daughters too. But I'm just saying, you know, to the daughters that were raised by another mother, that's really awesome. So anyway, just, I love both your mothers.
Oh, I think it's kind of a miracle I survived the rollerblading and the figure skating. So good mom's the right word, but a little reckless. But
that's right. Well, we're all thankful for the miracle, but it just sounds so fun.
You just had a lot of faith in me, Anna.
Yes, I did.
That's right. Like me, who, when I was walking with Caroline, saw a snake and pushed her in front of me.
Yeah. Oh. I should have done that one.
I am so afraid of snakes.
Yes, but to the extent that you would sacrifice your child?
I mean, I never knew that about me. I always thought that I would give my life for my children.
Yeah.
Evidently not. Anyway. All right. What are some of your fondest memories with your children? Okay, Anna?
The fondest memories I have with my children are usually their milestones, but it's usually because those are the moments where they are just trying and failing, and then all of a sudden they get it. And I'm thinking most recently, my youngest learned how to ride a two-wheeler, and I just think that's always so fun to watch them, and they just think there's no possible way I can do this, and I'm going to get hurt, and how could my mother make me do this? And then all of a sudden they get it, and they are, you can just feel the self-confidence in them just like beaming. And I think those are just the most rewarding experiences. Same with when they learned to read for the first time. And just all of those milestones really make you realize just the spiritual meaning of all of these very human accomplishments, but how special they are.
That's lovely. That's nice.
That was good. Did you practice this beforehand? Heaven's sakes. You're like, pound them off.
Professional.
You are eloquent.
Oh, I think you're also talking to me because I'm slouching.
Yeah, don't.
Some of my fondest memories with my children is it's usually when I feel like they're reliving big moments from my childhood, like things that brought me joy as a kid. And recently growing up, we always went camping and we would always do campouts and sitting around the fire and doing s'mores and then ghost stories at night and then sleeping on the cold, hard ground and complaining about it the next morning and then going for hikes. So just a lot of really good memories. And we got to take our kids camping for the first time a couple of weeks ago and just seeing that same excitement and just seeing them get so involved in putting up the tent and making their own bed and doing the s'mores. So just kind of doing the same things that brought me joy as a child. I just love seeing that for them.
I think what you're doing is you're witnessing your child's memories as they're happening. And that really is a
totally, totally
sacred thing, really. I mean, that's wonderful. All right, Shell.
Okay. So my fondest memories so far with my kids is just doing little adventures and kind of like Anna was saying, is those milestones. That for me is so much fun, just getting to see like at every age when they learn how to talk, when they learn how to walk, or even with Manning, he's 4, and just watching him learning how to ride his bike at the skate park, which is one of our favorite things to do as a family, is we'll go to the skate park and we'll be like that weird family with a bunch of skater dudes and people hate us for going because we've got the little kids. But just seeing him overcome his fears, that's probably one of my favorite, is when they think something's challenging, but they're determined to do it and they do it. And then just there's that sense of pride. I feel like they feel that. And then as a mother, I also feel that. I'm so proud that they overcame their fears and had courage. So I love that, and watching my kids have courage.
Oh, that's neat. That's really cool. Thank you.
I love picturing your little boys at the skate park.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of scary sometimes because there'll be like all these like teenage skater dudes. Just like, they're like, why are you here? And I'm like, man, stop. Like, that guy's going to run you over. But it's so fun.
Oh, that is fun. All right, Steph.
Can I actually ask a question real fast?
Sure.
Are you, so during either Anna's or Caroline's, Graham was coming down the stairs and asking me a question. And I turned around to talk to him, like, or like, you know, do the mom gesture. Is like, are you going to be showing this like as is? Or are you going to cut it out? So only the
person talking? Oh no, I'm just cutting things out.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, I was like, otherwise I ruined Caroline's really sweet little
Yeah. I'm not doing it again.
All about mothering and the joy of mothering. I'm like,
yeah, no, it's just going to be like, you know how I do those teasers for my podcast and you just,
yeah. Okay. Okay. Like that. Okay. So my favorite memories of my kids, I think so far in life, are just, there are really specific moments of just complete contentment. Like I can think of a couple of beach trips where, not that the whole beach trip was successful or that it all was smooth, but just moments where everyone was happy, everyone was safe, everyone was really having a good time. Some pool days, like over the course of all of our summers, just really fun pool days. Again, not every pool day was great. Some pool days we left with the kids screaming, you know, just, but there were just times and moments when everyone was just so content with life that I was content, and decorating for holidays. Not every holiday decorating went great the whole time, but moments where, you know, the tree was finally decorated and we all stood around it, just marveling at how beautiful it looked. And everyone was just, you know, in that Christmas spirit, you know, just so, I just think it's moments of just full, real contentment amongst all the other ups and downs that, you know, and over the last 20 years of being a mom.
Yeah. I get that contentment because I don't know why, I've just never forgot this. And I've told this before. We were going to get the latest Harry Potter. It was going to be book 4. And I had the kids in the car and we got to the bookstore and we all got out. Nobody needed help with their seatbelt. Everybody was happy, you know, And we just walked into the bookstore and had a great time. And I thought, this is it. This is the best.
And you can't even imagine not having to help a kid out of the car.
Same.
It is a life. Your life will change the day that you don't have to unbuckle or buckle anyone in.
To just like get out of a car and know that your kids are following you. Like I didn't have to do a darn thing. And we just walk all in together. Like that sounds amazing. And
the day that, because on the flip. The day you get pregnant again.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just, I'll never forget that. I'm like, I didn't have to tell anybody.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because there'd be days when Ben's like, hey, let's go out, whatever, and he'd get home from work. And I'm like, no, because that means I have to do this one more time where we have to get the kids in and out.
Like four times getting them in and out is my max. And so I just like plan my week according, like, I'm just like, all right, I can do these two or three errands this day and these two or three errands this day.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you, girl. Okay. The next question is, what do you do to find joy in motherhood?
Okay. Let me think for just one second. If somebody else wants to go, you go for it. But
somebody else ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So let's go with Steph.
So I think over the years, something I've done that helps me find joy in motherhood is I kind of follow the principle, if you can't beat them, join them. Meaning sometimes life is crazy and sometimes your kids are goofy and they can't be controlled and you can't always fit them into this perfect little behavior box. And so sometimes I'm like, you know what? Nuts to it. I'm going to be fun and silly too. I'm trying to take myself seriously. I'm trying to take this activity seriously. It's not landing with them. So I'm going to have fun with them, right? When my kid cracks a joke that maybe wasn't great timing appropriateness wise, like, you know, if it's in the middle of scripture study or if it's, you know, I don't know. Then laugh and crack my own joke and stop trying to take myself so seriously, because I mean, I'm a parent first and then a friend, but sometimes you just kind of have to be good on their level, and it's just releasing. It makes it so that parenting, you have breaks from just having to be the strict, you know, rule pushing parent, to just, you know, let your hair down a little bit and get on the floor and roll around with them. They don't want to do chores that day. That's not great. They need to learn to do chores. But you know what? Every once in a while, get on the floor and play whatever game that they refuse to pick up. And, you know, that's kind of how I do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. And are you ready? You want me to go, Shell?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
How I find joy in motherhood is to let go of comparison. I've had a lot of times in motherhood where I have thought, where is the joy in this? Because it's hard and it's exhausting. And, you know, the world puts pressure on you to be a certain way. And you have your own expectations of what kind of mom you had wanted to be. And a lot of times it doesn't turn out that way because you don't realize when you're imagining yourself as a mom that kids have their own free spirits. And also, you're tired a lot of the time. So I think part of having joy in motherhood for me has been to let go of my expectations. And to do that, I had to recognize what those were and to let go of comparing myself to other mothers, because I don't feel like I usually have the skills that I thought made a good mother. I don't like to cook. I'm not very organized. And so, you know, it can steal a lot of joy from you if you are constantly looking at people who have those skills that you might not have as easily. And that can be a constant drain, and it can really affect you and steal the joy from your parenting, which is, it's tragic and it's hard to move away from. But I've been working hard on letting go of those things and also finding the things that I am good at, which have just been clouded over by that self-doubt that was coming from comparison. So realizing, you know, we might leave the house in shambles, but we go on an adventure on Saturday mornings, you know, and not all moms are good at that. And that's okay too. It's about celebrating your unique skill set, I think, and being able to let go of those feelings of guilt for the things you can't keep up with.
Amen. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about in this class that I'm doing is, you know, we all have to mother according to us. You can't mother like Michelle. Michelle can't mother like you. I mean, we wouldn't want that.
Right.
And that comparison is such a bandit because it takes our self-esteem. It takes our joy.
That was a huge thing, especially when my kids were young, just looking around and thinking, everybody's got this but me. Thinking, how do they do this? How do they have the energy to do all this all the time? Right. And of course, you don't see everything, but I felt like even if I saw into their lives, I feel like what they are successful at is something I could never do. And I think there's truth to that too, but that's okay because they're not doing things that maybe my kids need. And that's why my kids are with me and not with them, you know? So
right. That's right. Cause you're the best mother your children ever have.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Carolyn?
Well, mine is kind of similar to Anna's. So I don't know if you don't want me to share it, but
yeah, no, it'll all work out.
Okay. I think one of the ways that I find joy in motherhood is I just try and think about what kind of mom I want to be. There was a social media influencer who talked, she was just polling her audience and they were asking her questions and they asked her like, you know, do you take your kids to go do this activity? Do you like do this as a family? Do you do that? And she was so honest in the fact that she was just like, I don't do those because I don't find joy at those kind of activities. I think the example was like having her kids signed up for a bunch of sports. She was like, I don't find that enjoyable, like taking all my kids to all these sports. So I don't do that. So, you know, I find joy going to the library and picking out books. So we go to the library a lot as a family, or I find joy like going to the park. So we go to the parks a lot. And I don't know, that just like totally switched a light bulb for me where turn on a light bulb. Totally switched it for me where I just started thinking like, hey, instead of trying to fit into what I think a mother should be, why don't I just focus on what are my strengths? What brings me joy and include my children in that and get them involved in those kind of things. And I feel like that has gone a long way to like taking the pressure off based on standards that I think I should be trying to meet. It's just takes that weight off.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I was so smart when I was a mom.
I love that, Carol. That's brilliant.
I just thought it was like, it's just like so freeing to me where I was like, oh, and I think it goes right in with what you were saying, where it's like, I'm not a good cook, but I am great at going on these adventures. And so that's great for my kids. You know, there is no standard of a good mom. It's your different strengths. And so invite your children to be active participants in things that bring you joy kind of thing.
Yeah. And there's that Mr. Rogers quote, you know, that best gift you can give to your children is to invite them into your life.
Yeah.
Do the things that you love in front of them. Okay, Shell?
Okay, I'm going to try and organize my thoughts. But mom brain. So things that bring me joy as a mom is, I was thinking about this and I would have to say definitely sitting down and teaching my kids. And that can be whatever, whether it's like we sit down and we read a book. Like I love those one-on-one snuggle times and reading a book. And it's really come to be a really fun tradition for me and the boys. Or even like doing family home evening has been really fun. It's been good for me to go over things that I haven't gone over in a long time and figure out how to teach that at a certain age level. That gives me kind of a challenge that I need, especially as like a stay-at-home mom and I miss going to school. So it's fun to find that challenge in figuring out how to get to teach my children something that I got to learn once and that I love. So there's that. And then also just what I've found that helps me to have more joy in motherhood is having my kids, kind of like we talked about, is just joining me in the things that I need to get done. And it's been really fun because I hate being alone. So it's a really good thing that I get to be a mom because I don't want to do any of my activities alone. So I have the boys like join me in doing chores and even like exercising. Like we'll go out to the track and they'll get their bikes and they'll go around the track while I run. And it's been really fun. Even right now while I'm pregnant, like I have to take a nap like every day to survive. And so that can be really hard for nanning my four-year-old, but we started a new thing where he does like meditation while I take a nap. And so I'll turn on like a little meditation and he'll just lay there, but we get to like be next to each other. So we're still getting that time together. And it has really been cool to see how our relationships has strengthened because we've been learning how to do things that we love together.
I love it.
That is amazing.
Awesome.
Is it an app that you use, Michelle, or what are you using?
They do have apps, but he's like always like wants a specific one. Like, I want a meditation on an octopus or a dinosaur. And so I would just look like kids ocean meditation or something and do it on YouTube. So it's really, yeah, it's been really cool. Like, yeah.
That's adorable.
I also loved your comment of not liking to be alone, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's been good. I mean, sometimes at the end of the day, I do need to be alone, but
yeah. And I, you know, I love to be alone, very much of an introvert, but one of the things being an empty nester that I have missed is the constant companionship of my children. You know, go to the store, somebody will go with you. And yeah, when you're doing a chore or a job, I've been cleaning out my closets and I'm having to do it by myself. And usually I have myriads of kids and it's just kind of lonely, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last question is, what obstacles to joy and motherhood have you confronted?
Well, Stephanie needs to share. You can't pour from an empty pitcher.
Yeah, so I would say obstacles that I find, do you want me to go now? Sorry.
Yeah,
you up again. Sorry. Just,
let
me drop some knowledge. I would say one of the obstacles that I have found in finding joy in motherhood is the balance, trying to strike a balance between the desire to give my all to my children, but then depleting my own reserves and not doing a good enough job taking care of myself so that I'm at my best for my children. And I think, you know, the idea of, you know, you can't pour water from an empty pitcher always comes to mind when I start to feel worried that I'm being selfish because I'm taking some time away from the family, or I'm, you know, doing a fun activity that in no way involves my children or my husband, you know, that I start to feel a little bit selfish. But I do think we have to find that balance between putting water back into our pitchers in ways that, you know, find things that bring us personal joy, not joy as a mom per se, but just personal joy. So we've got plenty of energy and resources left to then work really hard to find and create joy for our children and with our children.
That's very good. That's awesome.
Okay. I have one thing. My thoughts are not organized like Michelle's, but there was.
You had to start it with an obstacle that I find to joy.
I know, but I'm going to say this before I start recording. This is another TikTok influencer, but I don't want to I found another thing on social media. But one of the things I feel like stop us from having joy in motherhood is, again, just like our expectations and that comparison of, you know, kind of things that we think we should be doing and the concept of trying. No. I'm going to start over. One of the things that I feel like takes away the joy of motherhood is kind of the expectation of doing it all, like being able to do it all. I was reading a conversation thread where someone had asked, like, how are you able to do it all? And the woman stated, like, I don't do it all. Every action that I make has a consequence. And so if I'm a stay-at-home mom, then I'm like sacrificing on bringing in like a monthly income for our family. And if I go to a conference meeting, then I'm sacrificing not being able to drop my kid off at school. And if I take my kid to school, then I'm sacrificing my exercise time. So she was just kind of saying the bigger picture, like you can never have it all. You're always sacrificing something. And so trying to figure out like what are the priorities and the balance that you need to strive for in your family and as a mom, and recognizing that like that's always changing. And so kind of always being in tune with what your family needs at that time and being okay with that and not having that burden of I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing it all.
Yeah, that's good. Again, why was I not so wise? It's probably because I didn't have social media.
It's exactly. I learned all like my politics, current events, all social media. I would know nothing if it wasn't for TikTok.
I know. TikTok is really educational.
Whether or not it's reliable, I don't know. But at least I know what people are talking about when they bring things up. I'm like, oh yeah, I heard something about that.
So funny. Okay, Shell or Anna, which one do you want to go?
Go to Michelle.
Okay, so one of the things that I feel like can get in the way of me having joy in motherhood is fatigue or just being tired so much, especially with young kids. You know, sometimes they wake up in the night, a lot of times they wake up in the night, and then they wake up early, and just feeling like I'm constantly fighting this tiredness and needing to have energy. And then I think a big thing is one of the things that we're trying to work on with our kids right now is emotional regulation. And it's been really challenging because I am working on learning how to do that myself. And so just being a parent is like, your kids are always watching you. And so we're trying to teach them to be good humans and figure out how to manage their emotions. And they have bad days and we have bad days. And so I think it feels really challenging when, like, I'm in a bad mood, but I have to be a good example, but sometimes I don't want to be. So just like remembering that even though we're moms, we're human, and trying to show my kids that I make mistakes and I have to apologize and I need to count to 10 and take a breath, and just remembering that we're teaching them that we're also human. And so trying to do that as a challenge, just being forgiving of myself when I am like, great, I just taught my kids something bad, or I'm like, I'm a horrible example. Just trying not to be too hard on myself when I have a bad day and I'm in a bad mood.
That's a good one.
I love that. Yeah.
So Reese, she just feels a lot of feels, and I feel like it's like really ramped up this week. So we started doing these, I call them coping cards, and I just have like cards on our wall of like different activities that she can choose. Anyways, I don't know if it's helping, but it's just funny because in the middle of her tantrum, she'll scream, I just want my coping cards. And I'll like take her down so she can choose one.
That is awesome.
So cute.
Oh, that.
I think we all need coping cards. You need to
all, all need coping cards. And no one talking to me for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go see a Broadway show in New York.
That's yeah.
Yeah. And I will say, I think that's one of like the things. Now I know that not just because it's on TikTok, it doesn't mean it's true, but I feel like what we talked about, like I'm learning a lot about better parenting through TikTok a lot. Like I definitely think I'm a different parent now than I was when my kids were really little. And that I feel like there's been so much talk about like the importance of letting your kids have their feelings and not make them feel bad for having their feelings, which was not how I start off raising, right? Like if one of my kids was acting up, oh, pull it together, like instead of validating and being like, hey, you're feeling some things right now, let's talk about it, how can I help you process, you know what I mean? And I can see that even though Graham has his own little ADHD issues and he has his own anxiety issues, like for sure he is so much more emotionally mature in some ways because he's been able to feel his feels, and he's been able to like have his meltdowns and no one gets after him for it. You know what I mean? Like we don't like, yeah. And I just, that's TikTok. That is what TikTok has done.
The power of TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to do an episode on all the things TikTok taught me about mothering.
Yeah. Well, seriously could. But I got a new phone and my TikTok app like somehow locked me out and couldn't find my account. Anyways, I had to start a new account and it doesn't have any of my preferences or like saved things. Oh, no. And the world is a scary place. I'm like, oh my gosh, you are not my normal, like, you get stuff. So of course I have to spend more time on TikTok so that I can learn what I like and fix it.
So maybe the statement I was going to make about social media, I was going to say social media, just stop it. Maybe I should not.
Did you just say social media, just stop it? Or should you? Like, turn it like,
just stop it. Except for TikTok. See my daughters for a good playlist.
Except for when it's good.
Yeah, yes. Anna.
Okay. I think one of the biggest obstacles to feeling joy in motherhood is the kids. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I just want to scare you for a second. I think one of the biggest obstacles for feeling joy in motherhood for me has actually been screens. I cannot believe how much time I have to devote to monitoring screen time in my home. And I think that there have been a lot of great things from screens, but they're hard to manage and they're always available. Even if the TV's off, you know, the kids want to be on a phone or on an iPad or something like that. And you kind of have to strike this balance of allowing them to learn how to use technology in a good way, kind of teaching them what bad media looks like so that they can avoid it. And because, you know, even with Wi-Fi protection and filters and things when they go to a friend's house or things get through, and being able to teach them how to deal with that when that happens has been huge, but it's all very hard. And I feel like this is kind of the guinea pig generation with that. I don't think it's been so widespread before. And so I can't look at my childhood and say, what did I do when I had phones? Because we didn't. So that's actually been huge for me and a huge stressor.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It's just like, I love what you said about, like, you do have to teach them skills of like, yeah, this media doesn't make me feel good. And this is how I react when I see this, and self-monitoring how much time. And yeah, it's just, yeah.
You can put every filter on your kid's phone. You can block everything, block all the internet access. They get on the school bus and they're sitting next to a kid whose parents don't put anything on the phone. They're like, hey, look at this. And you're like,
or even on some of those apps, the ads for more games are horrifying. I've written the Apple store and everything, but no response, but it's horrifying.
Why don't they get back with you? I can't imagine.
I know. I do that all the time. Nobody ever cares. They do not respond.
So rude. I'm going to need names and numbers.
But somewhere out there in the internet space, there's a very scathing letter from Anne Anderson. Yes.
I've stated my piece very eloquently.
Way to go, Anna. Seriously. Yeah, at least you are trying to do something about it. I just would be like, oh, this is obnoxious, and then just ban screens for forever. But I do worry about that. It's like when you take away sugar from someone and then give them sugar, they go crazy on it. And I feel like it's the same thing where it's like, if you take away screens completely, then they get addicted. Like they're just constantly craving it. And so I'm like, how do you
just
find that balance?
Right. So, yeah. I don't know what sugar is. And sometimes my kids are on screens for hours every day, and sometimes we do a lot better, but I don't.
Yeah.
So. And do you know the number of passwords I have stored up in my brain over the years? Yeah. Like passwords, even unlock the TV stuff, and then individual passwords for my profile. Like, and then if the kids figure one out, or I forget one, that there's just all the numbers in four to eight digit things I have in my brain. It's exhausting. That's joy blocking. Constant, what is that password? I don't know. And all the kids' phones have a different lockdown password. It's just exhausting.
So the very last thing is that I want each of you to say, when did I get to be so awesome?
Okay.
I want you to say it like you mean it. You're looking at yourselves, you're seeing your beautiful faces. Man, when did I get to be so awesome?
Oh, I don't know if you have as much exuberance as you, but
I'm sorry, that was good.
That was good. That was very exuberant. I don't know if I could be that exuberant, but
just feel like a voiceover for all of us.
You can do it. You can do it. All I'm saying is say it like you mean it, because it's true.
Okay. I should probably go first, because Blake said that Wesley just fell at the splash pad, a pretty big fall, and they're headed home. So and the last time he said that, Reese was bleeding from her head. So
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
When did I get to be so awesome? Well, where do I go from there? Give me notes. What do you want?
I was like, when did I get to be so awesome?
Because Mom was so exuberant. She enunciated every word.
Hey, just try it again.
I might have to send it to you later. Not happening for you. Huh?
You can do it.
And then will you laugh at me and ridicule me afterwards?
No, I will not.
When did I get to be so awesome?
Nice. All right, Anna.
That was good. Okay. Did you say Anna? Okay. Oh, this is really hard.
You feel bad for laughing at me now, don't you?
It's like fifth grade theater summer school class, all coming back
then. And therapy mixed in. Start
crying.
I don't know if I can do it. Okay, I can do it. I'm going to collect myself.
You are awesome, Anna. You
are awesome.
Really awesome.
When did I get to be so awesome?
Perfect.
Oh, that feels so awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, Shell.
Okay. Oh gosh. Okay. When did I get to be so awesome?
Oh, that's good. That's
what I got all. When did I get to be so awesome?
Very nice. Is everybody happy with their awesome statement?
Yes. I am awesome.
You are awesome. You're all awesome. Thank you very, very, very much. And put it up on GroupMe or something so you can see the finished product. But you are awesome. And I love you
all. You're awesome. Very much.
Love you guys.
Love you. Great to see you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Wesley's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know.
Text us if things are fine.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
My whole life, I just pretend. I think that's the secret to motherhood. You just pretend, right?
For sure. There's like that funny like TikTok where it's like, it's crazy being an adult. I'm just like unsupervised all the time. Like.
Oh my gosh, that is perfect.